Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tech Loft podcast. I'm your host, Sal, and we are back after a very long hiatus. What happened is pretty much once school was out, I had spent a lot of my time away from the computer and unable to curate my data and record the weekly podcast. So hopefully there's still some subscribers left to hear the show. But again, I have returned back to the podosphere, as I like to call it, with your weekly gaming and technology updates. So before we begin, I just want to remind everyone to please subscribe to their show. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, the fine group that helps podcasters get started and distribute the show to all most popular podcast services out there, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, and that's just to name a few. So the first thing on our list of this episode 6 of the Tech Loft podcast is the Sony PlayStation Classic. It made headlines when it was announced a few months ago, and I just want to touch upon a few things about this highly anticipated console. So much like the Nintendo and Super Nintendo Classics, this is a smaller version of the of its original predecessor. 45% smaller is this PlayStation Classic. It will not play CDs. It'll come with preloaded games built inside the box. It's been updated with HDMI connectivity. It does come with two classic controllers, so that means they are not analog stick controllers or DualShock. They're just regular controllers. Okay, it does come preloaded with 20 games. And since I've got the list of games that are will be included on the console, I'm going to go through them right now. We got Battle Arena Toshinden, Cool Borders 2, Destruction Derby, Final Fantasy VII. Now, that's a game that I really want to try. I have not played that game. Grand Theft Auto, Intelligent Cube, Jumping Flash, Metal Gear Solid, I remember that one, great game, Mr. Driller, Odd World, Abe's Odyssey, Rayman, Resident Evil Director's Cut, Revelations Persona, Ridge Racer Type 4, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, Siphon Filter, another one of my favorites, Tekken 3, I believe that one was a great one, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, Twisted Metal, that was a fun one, and Wild Arms. Few notes, it'll be powered by USB, but no AC adapter will be included. So you're going to have to provide your own AC adapter to plug in the USB cable, which I find absolutely ridiculous. They should just include it in there. Really don't think it'll increase the cost that much. And finally, you are able to put in a pre-order, and it'll be released December 3rd. So this is one thing that is above and beyond the way Nintendo did it, where they released a batch and got sold out, and then they were being reselled for $300-$400. Here we have Sony taking pre-orders, and hopefully everyone gets their own PlayStation Classic either on or very soon after the release date. Now, on the topic of classic systems, we have the Sega Genesis Mini, which was also talked about months ago, and it was supposed to come out this year, 2018, but I just read a note that it has been delayed, and it's going to be pushed back till 2019. No further details on that. Shifting from Sony for this one time here, we have the Xbox One. We have PlayerUnknown Battleground, that is now free on the Xbox One, and the PS4 is rumored to get its own edition of PUBG next month, which is the month of December. Back to Sony, we've got the PS4 Pro. Now, there have been complaints that when the fans kick in, it sounds like a jet engine. So what Sony has done now is released a small updated version of the console. Now, as far as I know, nothing updated in terms of power or processing and all that. That probably all stays the same, but maybe just the way the system is cooled. So the new console has a product number, CUH7200, and it is meant to be a quieter system. You won't get that jet engine noise as its previous version. Now let's talk about Nintendo. The Nintendo Switch adds three more Nintendo Entertainment System games next week. Well, we'll just leave it for the month of November. They're going to be looking forward to Metroid, Twin B, and Mighty Bomb Jack currently. There are 23 NES games available on the Nintendo Switch online service. And as time goes on, they'll be getting more, and hopefully we can stay on top of that. Now, what else do I have here? And finally, to close it off, we found a piece of hardware, which is a cross. It combines the Nintendo Switch and the Super NES. It's pretty neat. So it's a handheld console. It's which plays full Super Nintendo cartridges. It's portable and comes with a rechargeable battery with 10 hours of battery life. Now, the other thing you can do with this is connect it to a TV and plug in two full Super Nintendo controllers into the front of this portable console. So it plugs into a TV, plays your NES cartridges. This is great for NTSC or PAL regions, so it's both. The screen size on this little device is 4.3 inches with adjustable brightness, and you're connecting to a TV via an audio video output. Okay, you've got stereo sound and a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. So that is something neat. I have seen screenshots of it. Looks pretty tempting to buy. I have not gotten the price on that, but hopefully I'm going to have this episode of this podcast on our website, thetechloft.com, where you can find links to news sources where I've found these announcements, as well as links to previous episodes. So you can follow us at our website, thetechloft.com. And you can also, as I've mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, subscribe to the show on the most popular podcast platforms out there. And that is it. Now, if this is your first time listening to the show, we do have 5 previous episodes that I have released. So, you know, why not go back and take a listen, see how the show was before the big break. We're back. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And you subscribe and follow us also on Twitter at The Tech Loft. That's our Twitter handle. And nothing else much to say, but hopefully you'll be back and we'll talk to you soon. Any questions, comments, or concerns, send us a tweet at The Tech Loft. Subscribe, read up, and look forward to a December episode of the show. Thanks for listening. Ciao for now.